Oh, hello and welcome to the Center for Crop Diversification podcast series. Today we're talking to Scott Idson, a hop farmer at Revolutionary Hop Farm in Grayson, Kentucky. Hi Scott, why did you decide to get into producing hops?
When we got started, there really wasn't an industry for hops in Kentucky, but there really wasn't an industry for craft beer either. A few years ago, more years than I'd like to relate, I was a brewer at a brewery down in Florida. And one of my buddies was trying to get me into brewing here, and I told him the industry just wasn't here. He had some land and suggested we grow hops. I thought it was a good idea when we could wait out and wait for the industry to develop, and we did. And here we are, and the industry has developed around us, and it's been exciting to be a part of it.
That's really great. How many acres do you grow?
Our farm is well over 100 acres, but we are only currently growing hops on a little over an acre. We have room to expand upwards of about 10 acres without having to change things. But within an acre, you also have to think cubic with hops. You've got the ground, but it also is in a cube as it grows up. So 1 acre of hops produces quite a bit of hops itself.
I know I've heard a lot about different varieties of hops. What kind do you guys grow?
Right. We focus entirely on American-style hops. Currently, we have Cascade, Centennial, Willamette, Chinook, and we're thinking about putting Magnum in. We already have Magnum in our nursery. We haven't put it in the ground yet. It's more susceptible to some diseases and mildews and things like that, so we're cautious to put it in. But we've got those 4 main varieties. Those are all American varieties.
Okay, that's really great. Would you tell us a little bit about your production methods and how the hops grow? Like you had said earlier, that they grow up instead of out, or...
Right, that's correct. Up. They're a perennial plant. They come back from their crown every year, and they grow upwards of 30 feet. So most hop producers create trellis systems involving wires and telephone-style poles that bring things up to about 20 feet. And then you drop a line down from the wires, normally some sort of material that the vines can grab onto. Hemp rope has been used in the past. A coconut blend is popular now out west. But a lot of the growers here in Kentucky are just using baler twine. And the hops grow up it in a circular pattern, and then the trellis system supports them. And then the hop cones come about sometime around midsummer, and then those are what we're taking from the plants.
Okay, great. So I do a lot with marketing. How do you market and sell your hops?
As I suggested earlier, there really was no market for hops or for even craft brewing just a few years ago. So marketing our hops in Kentucky is really dependent on the emerging craft brewing scene. And so what growers are doing is they are partnering with the local breweries such as Country Boy Brewing, West Sixth, and we're developing relationships where these breweries are supporting Kentucky-grown ingredients, Kentucky-grown hops, but also in the future, hopefully grains and other key beer ingredients. Some of the brewers that were at our meeting earlier today talked about how they're even buying pumpkins and jalapenos and things like that from Kentucky. They're supporting Kentucky growers across the board, not just the hop growing industry.
You just alluded to the new Kentucky Hop Growers Alliance. Would you be able to tell us a little bit about that and how people can get connected with you?
Sure, yeah. The Kentucky Hop Growers Alliance started this year, 2014, and we're still in the organizing features of the group. But what the plan is to, number one, share information. Number two, share machinery, work co-ops and things of that nature. But what we're trying to do is organize people so that they can have support in terms of information and machinery.
Awesome. How can listeners find more information and keep up with you guys?
We're on Facebook. Facebook is the number one way that you can get in touch with the hop industry right now. We have the Kentucky Hop Growers Alliance Facebook page. The other two main farms are Revolutionary Hop Farm, my farm, and then the farm we're at today, where we had our Kentucky Hop Growers Alliance meeting at Boyd's Bottom Hops and Wildlife. All three of those can be found on Facebook. Please like us and support our local growers.
Thanks so much, Scott. We really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. And thanks for listening to the Center for Crop Diversification podcast.